Killer whales are coming out, in more ways than one. Not only is it hoped they make a splash at OceanWise's upcoming Big Gay Whale Watch at Victoria's Clover Point, they are also very, very gay. Particularly male killer whales, who basically have big bromances or they all meet up and conduct very sexual behavior with one another, reveals Dr. Chloe Robinson, advisor and technical lead for the Whales Initiative at OceanWise. And the behavior is not just limited to orcas. According to Robinson, the cetacean world is very queer. From long-term friendships between female sperm whales and male bottlenose dolphins, to last year's documented tryst between two male humpbacks, same-sex bonding and sexual behavior is widespread beneath the waves. And it always makes me laugh, because there's people always a bit shocked at hearing that, she says. For Robinson, who proudly identifies as a lesbian, the queer behaviors are cause for celebration. I love the diversity of nature, it makes me so happy, she said. It's nice to know, nature has been around way longer than us, so it's a validating feeling that we're not alone in our queer identities at all. Folks at the Big Gay Whale Watch can expect plenty more fascinating facts about the secret lives of whales, all wrapped up in a joyful celebration of pride, with a conservation twist. Chloe Robinson from OceanWise at last year's Big Gay Whale Watch in Victoria. Courtesy of OceanWise. Inspired by Victoria's Big Gay Dog Walk, the land-based whale spotting event was first launched last year, proving a huge success with over 100 visitors taking part, plus a few surprise guests. Spectators were treated to sightings of a humpback, plus a pod of killer whales hunting a seal close to shore. This year, Robinson says the event will be bigger, better and gayer. Alongside a whole host of pride whale-themed decorations, folks at the family-friendly and free event can learn whale species identification skills, explore whale artifacts on display and find out more about the work of OceanWise to protect whales. We work mostly to reducing ship or vessel strikes on whales, and reduce the threat of reduced prey availability through monitoring whale health, explains Robinson. The one thing not guaranteed is whales, gay or straight. But with 60 different killer whales recently identified in the area, Robinson is hopeful. I think we actually happen to live in one of the most beautiful areas, where you can regularly get good encounters with whales from land, she says. And there's lots of whale activity right now, it is the perfect time, the humpbacks are around and last night, June 22, some killer whales went past Clover Point. OceanWise experts will also be offering tips on the best Greater Victoria locations for land-based whale watching. Especially the humpbacks, who gather in larger numbers, says Robinson, who encourages participants to respect local residences, parking facilities and everything else. By arming folks with the skills and knowledge needed, Robinson hopes the event can raise awareness about the benefits of land-based whale watching and how the public can become citizen scientists by sharing their sightings with the OceanWise Whale Report app. That information gets transformed into an alert that will go out to the mariner of a BC Ferries ship, a tanker or a cruise liner to let them know to slow down, change course or be more vigilant to avoid striking or disturbing the whales. Visitors to last year's Big Gay Whale Watch were lucky to spot killer whales in waters near Clover Point. Courtesy of OceanWise. But ultimately, Robinson wants people at the Big Gay Whale Watch to have fun. It's a very common misconception that you only see whales from boats, says Robinson. And there's nothing like the feeling of being one of maybe sometimes up to 100 people standing on one coastline, looking at a group of whales. It really brings home that sense of community, everyone coming together for their love of whales. The Big Gay Whale Watch at Clover Point takes place July 2, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit ocean.org/event/the-2nd-annual-big-gay-whale-watch.